The Adventure of the Mazarin Stone by Arthur Conan Doyle. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. It was pleasant to Dr. Watson to find himself once more in the untidy room of the first floor in Baker Street, which had been the starting point of so many remarkable adventures. He looked round him at the scientific charts upon the wall, the acid-charred bench of chemicals, the violin case leaning in the corner, the coal scuttle, which contained of old the pipes and tobacco. Finally, his eyes came round to the fresh and smiling face of Billy, the young but very wise and tactful page, who had helped a little to fill up the gap of loneliness and isolation which surrounded the saturnine figure of the great detective. "It all seems very unchanged, Billy. You don't change either. I hope the same can be said of him." Billy glanced with some solicitude at the closed door of the bedroom. "I think he's in bed and asleep," he said. It was 7 in the evening of a lovely summer's day, but Dr. Watson was sufficiently familiar with the irregularity of his old friend's hours to feel no surprise at the idea. "That means a case, I suppose." "Yes, sir. He is very hard at it just now.